Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
Wake up!
It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Listen, I love our program director. I love him. He's an amazing human being. Probably the smartest person.
Very unique.
Well, I'll tell you that. I'll say, up until yesterday, I literally would argue that he's the smartest person I know. Until yesterday. But yesterday, by the way, it's Hot 96.9 Get Up Crew. I want you to think about this. Like, if you were, ever had a chance to meet your idol, what would you say to them? Like, the one who made a huge impact, who continues to make a huge impact on your life. Mm. You get a chance to say something to them. Think about what you would say to them. He is a fan of Coach K from Duke. He went to Duke University. Coach K, he's like Mr. Duke.
Huge fan.
Like, he goes to games all the time by himself. He'll get into arguments with people who are, like, anti-Duke.
Paints his face.
Okay. I mean, before I even get to the story, the company that owns us, Beasley, the owner of the company is a North Carolina fan.
Okay.
Our boss, Cadillac, one time went to the game with, it was a Duke Carolina game in Carolina, with the boss, the owner of the company, and he wore a Duke shirt. Like, he
supporting his team.
Yo, he is a hardcore Duke fan. So he had a chance to meet Coach K earlier this week. Now, he was stressing about it because he's like, I got to get out. I got to catch an early flight. Like, he was, like, adjusting his entire day. He knew the rest of his week is going to be ruined because of this last-minute trip to see the team practice and to talk to the coach.
What an opportunity that is.
I guess if you're a fan of Duke, I was like, really? I'm like, you're that excited? You're going to watch a bunch of guys practice
That's
basketball?
Crazy.
And he goes, but I'm going to have a chance to talk to the coach.
Yeah.
Like, he was so excited about that. I just hope that this is like some stupid person there asking him to sign a book and spends their whole time talking to him and ruins my chance to talk to him. He literally was complaining about that, right? So yesterday we see him and he's, you know, just tired because of his whole experience earlier in the week. And I walk into the office. You guys were already in there, but I walk in and I look at him. I go, oh, so you met Coach K, huh? And he goes, yeah. And I said, did you talk to him? He goes, yeah.
Like, sound good.
Not exactly excited. And I said, well, what did you say to him? And he goes, said, team looks good this year. That's what
all
you
that
said.
Planning.
Like, you have a chance to talk to your idol, and you say probably what I would have said to the guy if I saw
looks good this year. That's it, huh?
Your team looks good this year.
Like, anyone could have said that. Right. Like, you could have walked in there knowing nothing about Duke or anything and just said that to him. Like, come on, this is someone you've wanted to meet your entire life.
That's right.
Nice
on the
game
pressure.
You got there. Nice team.
That's what you say, even if the guy's team sucks, you say that just to make him feel better.
Ah, man.
That's
come
like
on,
the
Caddy.
Default. I'm like, that's what you're... He goes, I know. I just didn't know what to say.
You blew it.
You got to be prepared for that one.
Yeah, that's why, man. You know, sometimes you think about, you know, what you would say if you met, like, your most favorite person.
Like, if I met Barry Manilow, that'd be like me meeting Barry Manilow and saying,
good music.
How about that Copacabana? Yeah.
Pebbles meeting Oprah and being like...
Oh, no. I need a do-over. I did meet Oprah.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
What'd you say to
but
her?
But the problem was...
Nice TV show you have here.
You're so polite.
No, I don't even
You're
think...
rich and black.
I said anything. Because it was in a group of people that was interviewing her. And you know when you go and there's all, like, the press people and you just... like hate them all, but anyway, and I just kind of froze. I sat in the room for the longest time, and I don't think I said anything.
Was it one of those things where when she walked out, you were finally like, "Hey, wait!"
Oh my god,
a whole bunch of questions.
I need a do-over, and she's coming to town soon. So.
Oh, okay,
wow.
I need a do-over.
Yeah, you'll be like, "I saw you years ago, and I didn't say anything," and she'll just stay staring at you, and then. You just go, why are you so awesome?
I know, exactly.
Wake up!
It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.